שלום, אנחנו בשיעור בנושא חוק.
Hello, this is a lesson on the subject of the law of ערבות. We will read excerpt from the sources. We are at excerpt number 6. You can find all of our texts at kabbalahmedia.info or on the Galaxy platform itself. You have a book icon you can click. You can send us questions also on kab.tv and selected questions relevant to the lesson will be aired here during the lesson. Rav, please.
Chok Ha'Arvut.
The law of Arvut. This means that here we need to learn how we need to be connected with one another in order to reach a reconstruction of the Kli of Adam Rishon, the spiritual Kli, a Kli for adhesion with the Creator, Kli in which we attain the true world or true life. All of this we attain by learning and implementing the law of Arvut. How much we have to be connected, in what form we need to be connected, how from the broken desires we build the correct spiritual network of connection between us. It's not that we're connected like now, that we're connected between us through the law of our ego, each one as much as it's good for him, comfortable for him. To that extent, he comes closer to the other or moves away from the other, and he builds all kinds of connections that are good for his ego, without taking the other into consideration, but only in order to take advantage of the environment as much as possible. This is a natural law that works within us from the sin of the tree of knowledge, from the breaking of the Kli, and we're not even aware of how much we are operated by it. And all of our work is to first and for all and foremost to get to know the evil within us, in the connections between us, especially there, not inside of us, in us. It's all in the connection between me and the whole world, between each one and everyone. As much as I want to take advantage of them, to defeat them. And this is the law of the ego, the law of the egoistic nature that exists within me. To the extent that I will try to get to know that this is the evil, my connection with others, the existing one, the present one, and I have to destroy it. I have to recognize it as evil. And then, according to the rule of refrain from evil and do good, I will be able to reach a state where I think good of others. I try to think good of others above the evil, above the bad that I think about him, and that my tendency is to take advantage of him, to exploit him. To the contrary, I want to use myself in order to connect with him to his benefit. And this way, we have to, as it says, to invert it, to invert my egoistic relation to an altruistic one, from in order to receive to in order to bestow. And it is all really in the intention. My actions could even be the same actions. I don't know, it's no longer important for me. What is important for me is that by these actions I will do good to others. It's according to his desire, according to his benefit, not according to how it seems to me, which is to his benefit or not to his benefit, but that I will try to clothe in him. And how can I do it within him? If he's an egoist, then will I follow his ego? If I disconnect from my ego and I try to connect to his ego, this is already not the ego. with respect to me, it turns out to be the force of bestowal, the force of faith, and this way I shift from the will to receive for myself to the desire to bestow to another. There are many discernments in this, and we will have to get into it and to learn, to understand, to feel, to get to know it, to taste different flavors in it. This is already spirituality. This is already spirituality. That is, bestow to others for the benefit of the others. Disconnecting from oneself and rising above oneself. These are already forces that are truly in faith above reason. We were born in the opposite form, within reason, and we only feel within reason, that is, what we taste for our benefit. This is sweet, it's good, this is how we were born, this is how we were built, and this is natural for us, our natural force and feeling and inclination. However, along with that, we have to invert our relation to reality. And this is how we shift from within reason to faith above reason. From what is good to me in my kelim to what is good for the other in his kelim. The way that I depict it. And by this I elevate myself from this world to the upper world, from the corporeal world to the spiritual world. Dudi, what?
It's the connection between the law of Arvut and above reason, faith above reason.
Without starting to keep the law of Arvut, I cannot approach faith above reason. Because what does the law of Arvut say? We are all interconnected. In order to connect with others, I have to feel the other, to clothe in him to some extent. Well, at least partially. I have to have a grip on him, that he will have some grip on me, otherwise there will be no interconnection. Just like in all the different materials or with different, with living cells. And when we want to connect in such a way, and this is what the law of correction obligates us to do, this is actually love your friend as yourself. So the law of Arvut speaks about this. How can we integrate with one another? How do I come out of myself, at least to some extent, and I'm integrated in another? By this, our cells, our materials in general, interconnect with each other, and this way, we need to do it in the connection between us, in the human society. This is really the whole topic of the correction that we have to go through in these times. In our time and with our volition in our current state. This is the law of Arvut. And the condition of being in faith above reason, well, you can say the following, that it is the continuation, the extension of the law of Arvut, or the condition, you know, to keep the law of Arvut. On the other hand, when we try to approach the law of Arvut, we see that I have to be in the feeling of the other. And to be in the feeling of the other means that I rise above myself to a different level, to the level of the Creator, because the other or the Creator, it's one and the same. So it turns out that faith above reason that is bestowed above my force of reception, above my will to receive, it is actually the same keeping of the law of Arvut and the keeping of love of others and the keeping of the love of the Creator, and it's all together. However, there are stages in it of how much we have to advance, through what gradation. You know, to get to know these laws, to realize them within us, to unite them, to establish them, and therefore we learn these things as different topics. Where first we learn the law of Arvut, and later on love your friend as yourself, and later on how do we integrate with one another, and more and more until we reach faith above reason, which is considered that we want to feel the other at least as much as we feel ourselves.
What is our nearest correction?
Our nearest correction is that we realize that without connecting between us, even if we don't achieve the connection, but to realize that our whole purpose is to connect between us in such a way that we will all be interconnected without any differences. Let's continue. Please read.
So we are reading a compilation of excerpts on the subject of the law of Arvut. We'll start with excerpt 6 from Rabash's letter number 34. It is written, quote, "And they shall all become one society," end quote. In that state, it will be easier, quote, "to do your will wholeheartedly," end quote. This is so because while there is not just one society, it is difficult to work wholeheartedly. Instead, part of the heart remains for its own benefit and not for the benefit of the Creator. It is said about it in Midrash Tanhuma, quote, "You stand today, as the day at times shines and at times darkens, so it is with you. When it is dark for you, the light of the world will shine for you, as it is said, and the Lord shall be unto you an everlasting light." When you are all one society, as it is written, "Alive everyone of you this day," end quote. I presented the words of the Midrash so that you don't think that the issue of a group, which is love of friends, relates to Hasidism. Rather, it is the teachings of our sages who saw how necessary the unity of hearts is into a single group for the reception of the face of divinity. Again, it is written, quote, "And they shall all become one society," end quote. In that state, it will be easier, quote, "to do your will wholeheartedly," end quote. This is so because while there is not just one society, it is difficult to work wholeheartedly. Instead, part of the heart remains for its own benefit and not for the benefit of the Creator. It is said about it in Midrash Tanhuma, quote, "You stand today, as the day at times shines and at times darkens, so it is with you. When it is dark for you, the light of the world will shine for you, as it is said, and the Lord shall be unto you an everlasting light." When you are all one society, as it is written, "Alive every one of you this day," end quote. I presented the words of the Midrash so that you don't think that the issue of a group, which is love of friends, relates to Hasidism, the Hasidic movement. Rather, it is the teachings of our sages who saw how necessary was the unity of hearts into a single group for the reception of the face of divinity.
We need to realize that there are two forms in reality, the reality of this world in which we exist. Well, maybe we can say that we are not really in it, because we don't know where we are. We don't understand what is managing us, what is moving us, directing us, pushing us. It's like a little child who doesn't know what urges he's getting and from where. Rather, he just runs around doing something that nature is obligating him. Similarly, our nature is also obligating us. And therefore, we still need to get to know this. However, we recognize our nature, how much it is the opposite, and what is its depth. This topic, we start to get to know it when we start working against it. Because while we're in it, we cannot do this. But when we try to come out of it, to in order to bestow, then we start to get to know how much this nature is terrible. And how much this dust, as it says in the Zohar, dust to dust, how difficult you are, how hard. In the vision of Rabbi Chiya, he was thinking, how can it be that Rabbi Shimon wasn't able to come out of it, or maybe he did come out of it? And we have such passages there that we, through them, we also learn how much recognizing this dust in order to receive, it's called dust, because nothing good can come out of it. No crop can come out of it. So,
how much
we, as much as we attain the bad thing, against that we can attain the good thing, which is in order to bestow. Therefore, all of our work is according to the commendation of our teachers. It's to specifically yearn to in order to bestow. And out of that, as much as we want to do in order to bestow, we will recognize how much we are incapable of it, how much we don't want it, how much we don't understand what in order to bestow is. And accordingly, we would get to know what is in order to receive. And otherwise, we will not. This is how we attain it, as the advantage of light out of darkness. And therefore, it is written, and they all became one bundle, that we will connect so much so that, as it says, they will make a temple, they will become a temple for me. One desire, a holy desire, in order to bestow. This is called the temple. That our hearts, our desires are all connected together in order to bestow to one another and out of all of us to the upper force, to the Creator. Then it is considered that we build the temple, a house of sanctity. It's not that we build something out of rocks and trees, but rather only out of our hearts, out of our inclinations, to connect together in such a way that we will all become a structure, which is in order to bestow to one another, each one to the other, so that the Creator, as the general inclusive force, can dress in it and become revealed in us.
Hebrew
10.
Yes, it's a question about the mechanism, of connection. To worry for the friend, to act for the sake of the friend, does it mean to connect to his ego and to fulfill it? Do I work with his ego? What do I work with?
It doesn't matter. When you, let's say, support the friend, encourage him, you do good things for him, you do everything for him, he's a friend on the path, and you're doing it for him. Here you don't have to calculate, will this be for the benefit of his force of bestowal or for his force of reception? You want to give him gift? you want to give him, you want to do all the good for him. What is it for? In order to be connected with him so that he will accept you. By this, you actually might say, take advantage of the friend in order to perform all kinds of actions of bestowal and to be connected with him. And the friend will do the same thing for you. And this way, everyone will do it for everyone. But what is it that you want? Through this, you want to perform actions of bestowal so that according to these actions of bestowal or inclinations to bestow to one another, then the upper force, the force of bestowal, will dress in you. As much as you are in an inclination towards him, towards the friends, each and every one of you, by this you give the Creator an opportunity to dress in you, to at least come closer.
So I have no calculations with respect to the gifts. I give gifts to the friend, and as you said, it doesn't matter if it falls into reception or bestowal, it doesn't matter. The main thing is to always be bestowing towards the friend, as I understand it, at least. Because the question is, what's in his best interest? I don't know ever what. I feel I can also harm him.
No, you want to help him in what he is, in what is your friend, in why he's your friend. He's your friend because he wants to reach bestowal, to resemble the Creator. And he can resemble the Creator only on the condition that he's connected with you. So you do all kinds of actions for him that also help him to be connected to you. And then it turns out that these relations between you become such that in them the Creator dresses. You, towards the friend, you want to perform all kinds of actions of help so that he will connect with you and with others and with the Creator, and to the Creator we will all connect to him so that the force of bestowal will dwell in us, fill us up. The force of mutual bestowal. This force of mutual bestowal, we also try, and this is the next stage of what does it mean, faith above reason, that we want to be in the force of bestowal towards each other, so that even though it is against my nature, against my desire, against my natural calculation, I nevertheless try to be in bestowal towards the friends. And then I give the Creator an opportunity to shine bit by bit, to shine into the connection between us, still from afar, and later on closer and closer. Bit by bit, don't try to jump. Here, there are many things that we have to, as much as gradually we will implement them between us, from the actions, from the practice, we will understand what it is about, and we won't just philosophize about connection. Rather, from your actions, do we know you? Okay.
Right.
So let's start with Natanya.
If a person has acquired the quality to be a guarantor for each one in the group, why does he need the concern of everyone for him?
Well, he can't do it unilaterally. This connection includes I to my beloved to me. It's always this way, because you have to integrate with their desires in order to bestow to them, and you care that they will integrate with you and connect with your heart. This is the law of interconnection, mutual interconnection, like Arvut. It's a mutual guarantee between us. And to the same extent with the Creator.
Moscow 4.
Товарищи, как человек может проверить, внутри себя и снаружи, продвигается ли он?
How can a person check inside himself and outside of himself if he's advancing towards attaining Arvut?
It's only on the condition that he can bestow above his ego, in spite of his ego. Well, against it.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Раф, вот он здесь пишет в статье Рабаш «Объединение сердец».
Thank you, Rav. It says here that the connections of the hearts is for them to connect into one group that will accept or receive divinity. What does it mean that divinity accepts us?
It's when we feel that the general force of bestowal is filling us. It's when I feel, to some extent, my friends and my concern towards the whole of reality, well, at least rising above my ego, and then I feel how this general force is filling the whole of reality. The Creator fills the whole of reality. This is already considered, well, some revelation of divinity. In the form of the light of Chassadim, or even with some illumination of Chokhmah.
Buongiorno Rav, ma io devo integrarmi con tutti i desideri egoistici dell'amico o soltanto?
Hello Rav, do I need to integrate with all of the egoistic desires of the friend?
I don't need to integrate with the egoistic desires of the friend. Is not my friend in his egoistic desires. He's my friend, Chavel, from the word Chibur, connection, being close to me. He's my friend in that we are aimed towards connection between us and with the Creator, with the this mutual force of bestowal between us and with the Creator. In that we are connected. I don't connect to the friend's ego. However, in order to come closer to him, I take into account his egoistic tendencies. And from this, we start to ascend.
Latin 4.
Maestro, la pregunta es, ¿cómo transferir el deseo?
Teacher, the question is,
al deseo de recibir,
how to transition or how to give the tense desire to bestow to humanity's desire to receive.
We don't learn this yet, so the question is improper. We can't yet go out to humanity because we're not in such a connection between us, which is called arvut, or the mutual desire to bestow. We don't have such a thing, so to jump to humanity, well, we can write to them about the world and the way that the world is developing, evolving, what is happening to it, what will happen to it, but it's not that we start to disseminate to them the spiritual laws. They're not in that at all. And we also did not yet actualize inside of us the law of connection, being above our will to receive, connecting in order to bestow between us. We don't have it yet, so why should we speak about what we ourselves don't yet understand, don't feel, don't actualize? How can we go out to the broad public? It is entirely improper.
Almata.
Спасибо, учитель. Рав, предположим, Шхина принимает Бней Барух.
Let's say that Shekhinah, the Shekhinah divinity, accepts Bnei Baruch, and we begin to dance together. So how does the Creator clothe in it? How does He connect?
It doesn't work in such a way. We prepare the Kli, we prepare the connection between us, between the friends in a mutual way, in a way that we get closer, we complete one another, we want to be connected in our hearts. Everything that is related to bestow, to love between us and to love towards the Creator. So these two kinds of love between us and the Creator will join together. Then by this we will be rewarded with the Creator becoming revealed to the extent that I discover the heart of the friends. To that extent, I'm capable of feeling the Creator inside of this connection between us. But only through such gradation, through such an order, and not in any other way.
Haifa, Shalosh.
Good morning, Av. I wanted to ask about us being one unit, one society. Our desire, as a whole ten, we rise together with one desire, with one importance, towards one point.
I don't hear a question.
Can you hear me?
Yes, but I didn't understand the question.
Yes, together as one bundle. It's when all of the ten appear together with the same desire at the same time.
Yes. If you connect your desires, then you can awaken the Creator.
Yes, because right now we're in full force, full attendance with all of our power, our best intentions. Will we connect with God's help?
Yes, I see that you're a full ten, so let's hope that you will succeed to be connected in such a way with mutual help, mutual guarantee, arvut, and this way to be aimed towards the Creator, so that certainly it will happen. You will discover the Creator residing between you.
Amen, amen. It's really, it makes you happy, really gives you confidence.
Turkey, too.
Dear Rav, our friend Havzula is asking, what does it mean when it is dark for you, the light of world will shine for you, in article?
I cannot explain this to you. Enter such a connection between you, discover that you cannot be in such a connection, ask of the Creator that He will connect between you, then you will feel what it means to reach light from the darkness. Baltiwan.
Здравствуйте, Раф. Если я не соединяюсь с эгоизмом товарища, я беру в расчет только наше стремление.
If I don't connect to the ego of the friend, I take into account only our direction, inclination. How can I fulfill him?
You can fulfill the friend by being willing to walk along with him on the path towards your common goal. You don't take into account his ego, you take into account his goal. And how you together want to rise with the inclination towards each other, to be connected together, each one above his own ego, and you want to give an example by this to the other of how you do it, to help him, to support him, like people who climb on a mountain. They help each other this way.
Rav, можно добавить?
Да.
Can I add?
Yes.
Мы говорим, что как бы особенно в разных курсах друг для друга, что мы берем в расчет, скажем так, не то что.
Sometimes, especially as we teach, As we teach lessons, we or to each other, we say that we need to take into account the specific situation of the friend so that he can listen to you better. How relevant is that?
I don't think this is such a big problem. You should start to connect in order to be similar to the Creator. Soon we will learn what faith about reason is, and it will become more clear the relations that we have to establish between us. Then you will see how much we change by this.
Baltia 2.
Доброе утро, Раф. Здесь вот отрывки, которые люди прочитал, сказано, и привел я высказывание
Мидраша. Good morning, Rav. Here in the excerpt, it says that I bring the Midrash so that you don't think it's about Hasidism, that it's from the sages.
Hasidism simply means a nice corporeal relation to one another.
That
does not aim towards elevating the person on a spiritual degree. It's just that we have to be nice to one another, but not towards spiritual attainment, spiritual degrees. Sometimes they do speak about it, and it causes great confusion. But this is not important for us.
Does he mean acting?
He's referring to his students, that some of them came from religion, from Hasidism, from all of these things. It's not relevant for us. Don't get confused about it.
United VG3.
Что значит светит дважды и затемняется дважды?
What does it mean that he shines twice and...
What does it say so?
Alright, I'll read. It's in the excerpt. As is brought in Tanhuma, Midrash Tanhuma, quote, you stand today as the day at times shines and at times darkens, so it is with you. When it is dark for you, the light of the world will shine for you, etc.
Right, so he says, when you will all be as one unit. So what's the question? Why twice? It's not... What is the question?
Да, почему дважды светит и дважды затемняется?
Это по дороге мы делаем это, и пам אחד сихим лишбор это кили.
Well, why twice? Because on the way we have to do it because one time you have to break the vessels, second time you have to correct the vessels. A person cannot stand on a mitzvah unless he failed in it earlier. One has to discover how much he's incapable of it. Then he asks, and he activates the force of the prayer, and then from above comes the force of correction, and it corrects his kli. As we learn in the shattering of the kelim, the shattering of the kings of Dat, Ukraine.
Да, такой вопрос. Вот мы много говорим, что надо объединиться, надо раскрыть Творца между нами, надо раскрыть сердца Творца.
Question. We often say that we need to connect, discover the Creator between us, discover the hearts of the friends. But through what collective actions can we do that? Where is the focal point of our connection during the day? Because we can't connect 24 hours a day. There needs to be a certain concrete point to focus on.
What does it mean that the ten has connected, has come together?
We've
gathered to discover the Creator, to connect, to unite. What action is?
The action in which you connect is an action which is not in the field. It's not in your bodies that you see together in some meal or in some cafe and you drink and eat and you connect. It is an action where you connect in your desires. In corporeality, I don't know what is happening there, but in spirituality, you try to connect in your desires. That common desire in which you want to connect you have to continue this desire all the time, all the time, so that this corporeal form that you go through, each one in his corporeal life, will not disconnect you from each other. Rather, you are constantly thinking about a spiritual goal together. And if you cannot, pray to the Creator so that He will help you to hold on to it.
Ну, как по мне, это, знаете, возможно только, наверное, в Мартикуне, что все время думать 24
часа. In my opinion, it's possible only at the end of correction to think about connection 24 hours a day. I understand that we need to head there, but
you should try. Nobody says that you'll be able to do it, but try. And then if you cannot, then ask of the Creator to do it for you. Of course you will not be able to do it. Not even for 2 seconds, but only for 1 second. And in the next second, that's it, it's gone. It will disappear from you. On purpose, so that you will turn to the Creator and ask of Him to hold you. You will not succeed in any spiritual action by yourself, but only with the group, if the group and the Creator help you. And then together you build the spiritual state. You, by yourself, you can never do it. So listen to what I'm telling you, otherwise it will take you years, years, until you will discover that you are not capable of it.
Но совместно, это в каком действии должно выражаться? Это должно быть в совместной молитве, в совместном чтении текстов, в совместном семинаре.
So together, how is it supposed to be done? Through a common call, a collective call, a workshop, what? What is our focal point?
It has to be in the tendency of the hearts, that the heart of each and every one wants to connect with the hearts of the friends, and that the Creator will fill them up, will connect them.
Ну, то есть мы сели, молчим и соединяемся сердцами, или как?
So we connect in the hearts.
Well, you don't have to sit and you don't have to be silent like you're saying. It doesn't matter what you're doing. In this, you can be doing your regular work. It's unrelated between what you think and what you want and the actions that you're performing, the corporeal actions.
Спасибо.
Тахшов маша амарти.
Think about what I said. It will save you a lot of time.
Chaverim.
Chaverim.
Дорогой товарищ, дорогой Рав, я услышал слова, которые меня...
Dear friends, dear Rav, I heard words that moved me.
Ближний творец то же самое.
You said that the other and the Creator are the same thing. There is something in these words which is not clear to me.
There is no difference between the friend and the Creator. It's all just a game. And if I'm truly connected with the friend, then I'm also connected with the Creator. However, all in all, I'm being given to be mechanically, you might say, in this world, to be connected with the friends, because in the meantime, I cannot discover my spiritual connection with the Creator. Later on, I will see that there are no friends. It is all how the Creator presents Himself so that I will have an opportunity to connect with Him.
What comes first here in this? Because I hear something that's like a wall. I'm wall opposite to the ten. I don't know what's happening here to me. I can find words for the question.
What I recommend to you is read. Read many, many verses, what we study, even if you don't understand them, but read them, because there is light in them, and it will influence you, and then suddenly you will start to understand. even though you do not understand, you just read. Try, and you will see that it works in this way.
USA Northwest. Ah, כבר אין שאלה, בסדר?
USA Northwest, they don't have, Northeast, they don't have a question. Okay. So United VG1.
Микрофон. Сережа, микрофон.
Что значит вот быть чувствительным к товарищам на уроке на протяжении вот этих трех часов?
What does it mean to be sensitive to the friends throughout the lesson, through these three hours? I see how their emotions change. Someone has it easy, someone finds it harder. What am I supposed to do with all this? Love. You need to help all the friends be together in one desire, one intention, so that at long last you will connect to such a point where the Creator, the general force of bestowal, will be revealed in you. It's a three.
Sì, Rav, perché è difficile realizzare l'arbut? Cosa ci manca? È più facile aggiungere o rinunciare?
Because it is hard to implement our arbut. What are we lacking? Is it easier to add something on our side, or do we need to restrict something?
What we miss is that we don't yet feel that without the support of the whole society, we cannot attain the Creator. We still don't understand that the Creator is the general force of bestowal. Bestowal, the power of bestowal. The general force of bestowal. And do we yearn for him or for something else?
Latin 2.
Latin 2.
Buenas noches, Rav. La pregunta es... ¿Qué es que todos
my question is,
expresamos al Creador para poder tener alcance de
what does it mean that we all in the tent pray to the Creator in order to attain feeling one another, not just for, you know, to hold on?
That will come later. As we advance, we find why exactly we need it, and it will all change. Well, let's hear from the focus group and continue. Please, focus group.
Hello, Rav. Questions from the internet. How do we integrate with one another? You talked about it before. How do I actualize this action?
By constantly yearning for the revelation of the Creator and talking about how, for the time being, still just talking about it, because until we integrate together, we can only speak of it, but we talk about how we can reach the revelation of the Creator only when we connect, when we integrate together, like knitting. Right, or weaving. You have this machine, right? A sewing machine? Or rather, weaving, yes, a knoll, it's called, where it mixes the threads together. And that's what we want to happen between us. Where each one enters in amongst the others, once above, once below, and so on. That's how we connect. And then the Creator is revealed. Yes.
And is the revelation of divinity, is this the Creator, or is that a different stage in the process?
There are many stages to it, to the revelation of divinity. Spirituality from zero, from the first degree to degree 125, that's the revelation, the degrees of the revelation of divinity. That's on one hand. On the other hand, there is also chasadim, chokmah, zat, and so on. Above and below the taboo of the general vessel. Soon we will learn about it. Not now. Duty.
Excerpt number 7 from Bala Sulam, Matan Torah, the giving of the Torah, letter 16. If 600,000 men abandon their work for the satisfaction of their own needs and worry about nothing but standing guard so their friends will not lack a thing, and moreover, they engage in this with great love, with their very heart and soul, in the full meaning of the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself, it is then beyond doubt that no one in the nation will need to worry about his own well-being. Because of this, one becomes completely free of securing his own survival and can easily observe the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself. After all, why should he worry about his own survival when 600,000 loyal lovers stand by, ready with great care to make sure he lacks nothing of his needs? Therefore, once all the members of the nation agreed, they were immediately given the Torah, for now they were capable of observing it.
Perhaps we can hear it again.
Again,
if 600,000 men abandon their work for the satisfaction of their own needs and worry about nothing but standing guard so their friends will not lack a thing, and moreover, they engage in this with great love, with their very heart and soul, in the full meaning of the mitzvah, love your friend as yourself.
So how can we reach such a state? That's the question. How can we reach a state where we want only connection, so much so that nothing else is important to me, only that my friends and me, all of us, connect together and come to a state where the Creator dwells amongst us? Workshop.
Sadna.
Workshop. How do we reach that?
Before.
In action, in practice.
Ma ani tzarich la'asot.
What do I need to do? So that we will all connect, such that the Creator will be revealed between us. The Creator is the power of bestowal, love, connection. Please, go ahead.
Ofer, תתחיל.
פעם אני?
או מי? אוקיי.
איך, כמו שקראנו פה,
צריך... How, like, we read here, one has to depart, we have to depart from all of the imaginary engagements that we have in our lives, and engage only in love of friends, in the real thing, and not things around it.
מקובלים כתבו לנו בצורה מפורט.
The Kabbalists wrote to us in a very clear, simple, and elaborate way what we need to do, all of the advices relating to externality, the advices of Rabash to elevate, to uplift people's spirits, to make sure to be on time for the meetings, Yeshivat Chavarim, the lesson, and the inner work, how to pray, how to hold each other to Arvut, through Arvut, and to, we need to just give an example of how we're doing this, practicing it throughout the day, and that there's nothing more important.
Yes, all the advice of Kabbalists actually are in order for us, in order to help us build the importance. All of our work is on the importance of the goal and the necessity, the urgency for us to discover it. You get the importance from the friends, from the acting, the game, the examples they give you. You get the necessity from the feeling of your own lowliness and how great the gap is. And this way, more and more between these two axes, we build such a gap so that we will explode out of the need, the necessity to reach connection. Avinam.
I think that specifically at this point we feel the need for our avut. The person sees that he cannot hold this thought, and we keep reaching this summary. We need to come to feel it throughout the day. So I don't know if it's the chicken or the egg here, but we have to reach avut, and we have to reach the creator, the maintaining this as our inclination all the time.
Well, first of all, it's a great joy, a great privilege to be here together with you in this workshop. It's not to be taken for granted. A person, well, I will never want this by myself. I need to be concerned about you, the friends, wanting it as much as you will want it. Maybe I will be able to want it as much as I care for you. It will change me, Yoni.
It's a state which seems so far and impossible to grasp or imagine. How to reach it, on the other hand, it sounds like it's something that's right under your nose, as if in a second I can reach it, and not just me, but all of us. And also, it seems like a person, on the one hand, that it seems like a person can attain it by himself through efforts, coming to the lessons on time, being in the Zoom meetings, meaning I'll do this and this and that, a few actions that I have to take, and then I get it. But on the other hand, it seems that only prayer helps because no physical actions of mine will help. It's a combination of things which it seems that this is how the Creator plays with the person. Perhaps for the person to replace his vessel, his kli, as a person understands that he cannot attain spirituality in his current vessel, but in something completely different.
Each one of us and all of us together should be searching for how to do the work in connection between us in order to develop a lack so that this search will turn into a need for the help of the Creator.
Yes, we're all responsible for the quality of bestowal to be in front of us. Every society has some ideals, some lacks, some deficiencies, where at some point it seems to be gripped in the general web of consciousness, let's call it, and each one feels that he needs it. So we need to be responsible, each of us, so that in this web of connection we have this demand, this yearning for the quality of bestowal.
Yes, and we need to remember that all of our actions, the external ones and the internal ones, are done by the light. It is what influences us, changes us, and gives us all kinds of feelings and discernments, of course, also a prayer. We constantly have to ask of the Creator. Yuval.
Yes, and what I need to do is primarily to establish my thoughts, intentions regarding how we do it, how to shoot these arrows of love according to the desires and the will of the friend, the desires of the friend, to benefit the connection, to build it between us.
In simple words, it is all summed up by a person having to be concerned about the friends having it. That's it. Because the person inside of himself, there's always all these this tendency, these calculations that prevent him from doing it. But with respect to the friend helping the friends, there is no hindrance.
Yes, so even through coercion, where even if I don't want to, I'll do things that are against my desire, against my will, for the benefit of the friends. Even if it's something which is against my opinion, if the ten decided on it, I have to do it. It's all through agreement.
What I take from this whole round that is now back to me. Okay. Reading excerpt number 8 from Rabash concerning love of friends. quote number 8. We must remember that the society was established on the basis of love of others. So each member would receive from the group the love of others and hatred of himself. And seeing that his friend is straining to annul himself and to love others would cause each one to be integrated in his friend's intentions. Thus, if the society is made, let's say, for example, of 10 friends, each one will have 10 forces practicing self-annulment, hatred of self, and love of others.
Yes, and this is apparently, it's a number which we learn from the wisdom of Kabbalah itself, from the construction of the Paltsuf. That's the number that needs to be no more, no less. And so if there is a 10, and the 10 engages in connection, so much so that they reach love, and love is such an integration where each one feels the desire of the others, of the friend. It's not an other anymore, right? It's a friend. And from that, they integrate together. So in that integration, they attain the upper force. We have to understand that we have no choice here. We have to, with all the means at our disposal, to reach a state where this integration actually happens between us and also in the whole of reality. That's how it is on the degrees of the inanimate, vegetative and animate. It's by nature. It happens naturally. On our degree, we have to actually do it ourselves. And first time in history, in our development, we have to do it. So, what does he say? We must remember that the society was established on the basis of love of others. So each member would receive from the group the love of others and hatred of himself. Each one feels that the friend relates to himself, to his evil inclination, with hatred. And towards the friends, he has the desire to connect with them. And seeing that his friend is straining to annul his self and to love others would cause everyone to be integrated in their friends' intentions. From that we will receive energy, strength from each other. Thus, if the society is made of 10 members, for example, each will have 10 forces practicing self-annulment, hatred of self and love of others. Then they will certainly succeed. If everyone integrates together, this kind of society becomes a spiritual society and the Creator is revealed in it. And then there is equivalence of form to an extent between the connection they have between them and the upper force, as the upper force is entirely bestowal. And the relations they establish between them are also of bestowal, at least to an extent, one times 125, let's say. And then they reach the spiritual degree. All right? No questions? Please. Questions? Asia, please.
Boker Tov.
Good morning. Something doesn't quite settle here. Certainly self-love doesn't work together with love of your friend, but if I'm a part of this and I hate myself, it's like a black hole, and
you hate your ego, your corrupted desire, and you love the desire to bestow as much of it as you may have, and whatever of it you identify in the friends. That's all. Dudi, let's continue. Another one.
Quote number 9 from Bala Sulam's article, The Love of God and the Love of Men. It is utterly impossible to observe Torah mitzvot unless the entire nation participates. It follows that each one becomes responsible for his friend. This means that the reckless make the observers of the Torah remain in their filth, for they cannot be completed in bestowal upon others and love of others without their help. Thus, if some of the nation sin, they make the rest of the nation suffer because of them. This is the meaning of what is written in the Midrash, Israel, if one of them sins, all of them feel it. Rabbi Shimon said about this, it is like people who were seated in a boat. One of them took a drill and began to drill beneath him. His friends told him, "What are you doing?" He replied, "Why do you care? Am I not drilling beneath myself?" They replied, "The water is rising and flooding the boat." As we have said above, because the reckless are immersed in self-love, their actions create an iron fence that prevents the observers of the Torah from even beginning to observe the Torah and mitzvot properly.
Ken.
Yes. That's if we look at each other that way, that's how we will advance. Petach Tikva 3.
It's unclear to me whether I'm supposed to expect a mutual relation from the friends, or should I act without expecting love on their behalf.
If you are in a 10, if it's determined that you are in a 10, then you have to give all the 10 an example of connection, an example of love, of dedication, as much as you can, and even beyond that. Even if you don't have all these things, you need to spread, to show them that, yes, I have it. Because by that, you light them on fire.
And if I get a cold attitude, as Rabash relates to it in several places, he says that the love of friends is not built on self-love. I need to love the friends, not that the friends have to love me.
Okay, so if instead of that you receive a negative example from them, even more so, act out a good example.
So what doesn't work out here is that in all the excerpts we read, it has to be mutual love, mutual arvut.
Wait, let's get there. Let's get there first. But now it depends on you. What's upon you to do, you should do. Give them an example.
Hebrew 10.
Hebrew 10. Nothing, but we have a question mark there. So remove the question mark.
Beseder.
All right.
Oh, BBUK im siman shila, vakasha.
BBUK with a question mark. Go ahead.
Доброе утро. Подскажите, пожалуйста, какой пример доброй связи и любви я могу дать товарищам, если...
Good morning. What example of good connection and love can I give to the friends if in the 10 there is a friend who is drilling a hole? I'm not capable of it. I'm telling everyone that I don't see him between us. I want us to connect, to get together and decide what to do about him. And I hear you saying now, speaking about love and a good connection. I don't know, am I working correctly or not? Because on the other hand, I want to see my tent grow, develop.
If that friend is constantly dismissing the tent, the society, the connection, then you need to get rid of him. Yes. To show him that he is not part of the tent, he's not in the society. And so, you have no choice. You have to remove him from the group.
Can I add?
What?
One shot goodbye when you
He doesn't take on the role of the Shatz and Gabbai, and
right. We're not going into all of your private scrutinies right now. Moscow 7, please.
Rav, у меня другой пример. У нас вот десятка, 10 товарищей и.
Rav, I have another example. In the 10, there are 10 friends. And I'm confident in each one of them. I checked all of them, each one of them. And I know that each one is trying very much. So what do we lack? Specifically in such a case, what can we add? Where can there be an addition?
How should I know? You need to check, see whatever is demanded of the group, and then check yourselves to see if you're doing all that and what's lacking after all that. What's lacking after all that is prayer. After all that, you will lack a prayer. But after all the scrutinies that you conduct in a serious manner to find what's lacking, what faults we have in the connection between us, what kind of faults we have in our plea to the Creator, and then comes a prayer. Try it. If you think that you're truly confident in each other and you're ready and prepared, then go ahead. That's all that's left for you to do.
Haifa free.
Good morning. Is the right scrutiny towards connection in the 10, is it done through between the friends in the 10, or is it just between me? Is it about me praying to the Creator?
The proper scrutiny needs to happen between the members of the 10, and after that, between all of the members of the 10, you have to have a plea coming from that minyan, that 10, to the Creator. United VG1.
Чтобы понять молитву, я должен собрать хисароны, товарищи. Вот что значит собрать?
In order to raise a prayer, I need to gather the deficiencies of the friends. What does it mean to gather them?
You feel in your heart how much they yearn for a connection and for the Creator to be revealed between them in the form of connection, in the form of mutual bestowal, in the form of the power of bestowal, the mutual power of love. For the time being, you expect the Creator to be revealed as a power which will let us know, understand, gain. But here it's different. The Creator, when He is revealed, in that you feel only how you're in mutual bestowal, mutual love, mutual connection. The Creator comes to strengthen the Arvut. The Creator comes to strengthen the Arvut.
Barur.
Clear?
Florida.
Yes, Rav, thank you. At the end it says, we have said above, because the reckless are immersed in self-love, their actions create an iron fence that prevents the observers. Now, I realize that the actions of one affect the whole, but is there more to this iron fence? What is it? What does he mean? It makes an iron fence.
We're discovering that together, and then together between us and the Creator. It's the power of restriction, let's call it Timtzum. There are many degrees to this wall. This wall of iron is such that in the egoistic desire, we cannot connect and feel the upper force of connection, which is the Creator.
Alright,
Baltia 1.
Хочу спросить, какая разница между 600 тысяч людей, десятки?
I would like to ask, what is the difference between 600,000 and the 10 and the nation? We read about these three things.
Doesn't matter. The main thing is the connection, and in spirituality there is no less nor more than a 10. That's how it appears to us as we, well, 10, 100, or I don't know, man, I don't know how many, 8 billion, but in actuality we are 10. That's what we learn from the wisdom of Kabbalah. USA, LA.
Rob, this is a question from a friend in the 10. It follows that each one becomes responsible for his friend, but how should I address a friend that I might see as reckless, in my eyes?
Because you're responsible for him, so you turn to him. And you want to help him, to awaken him. It's precisely because of the power of Ovut.
Latin 4.
Buenos días, Rav. ¿Cómo hacemos en la práctica?
Good morning, Rav.
La fuerza para dar de corazón amor al prójimo.
How is it possible to do it practically in order to receive the force to truly love others from your heart?
Make all sorts of, do all sorts of exercises in a practical way throughout the day. You do those. Do those. You don't need to hide it from each other. Rather, do it. Come close to each other. The more you love each other, well, it's because no one can reach the general force of bestowal, which is the creator, without the others. All right.
Galil West.
Rav, what actions do we have to perform in order to become liberated of fears in the society and reach the state of love your friend as yourself?
All those actions you need to perform in action, in practice, speak about it, act it out, and then you will be afraid of all those, you'll be released of all those fears of coming close to each other. Italy 4.
Rav, buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Rav, io volevo sapere quel posto vuoto dentro di me che devo fare, che devo togliere al mio...
Rav, I wanted to know this empty place inside of me which I need to uproot from my ego. It never remains empty. The ego always fills up this place with more kind of influence, and I have no room to put the desires of the friends there. So how can I shut down this mechanism and create a new mechanism that inserts there the desires of my friends?
You don't mess about with your ego. You won't succeed ever with that. You simply advance towards connection with the others. That's it. Without thinking for a moment about your ego, about what's inside of you. No, I don't think about that. Only about connection with the friends. That's it. Because to mess with the ego, well, you'll never succeed in that. Ukraine.
Yes, the question is, in the Congress, I saw... well, there were good meets there. There was a possibility to discover the hearts of the friends. It appears when we sing together, can we use this amazing means of music for greater connection?
Go ahead, do it. I'm not opposed.
Okay.
Even now, Dudi.
Sure, friends, let's sing together.
Still of the night, a whisper of love awakens inside. Somewhere in the dark there's a flame, a light in our hearts guiding us through the pain. Here
years of chasing after the wind, but the treasures of life are hidden within. The answer will come down from above, piecing all of the world in one vision of love. And from our hearts we sing one song, all voices as one in the rhythm of life. And from our hearts we sing one song, all voices as one in the rhythm of love. Melody rises with the sun, from the silence it came and calls everyone. United here we stand with one voice, a time to give thanks, a time to rejoice. Everything is clear to see, and the walls are no more between them and me. Together in this ocean of love, in the depths of the heart, united as one. From our hearts we sing one song, all voices as one, in the rhythm of love. And from our hearts we sing one song, all voices as one.